In Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU, the Mariners host the Twins this weekend at Safeco Field. They're riding high from two big wins this week and an impressive road trip that's left them with one of the best records in Major League Baseball. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal says the Mariners and their fans are in rather unfamiliar territory. Art, when's the last time we've seen the Mariners this good this early?
I'm tempted to say back when we were all zygotes, but it's been a little more recent than that. Actually, it was 2003 when they were 10 games above 500 in May. And that's remarkable because that's a long drought in baseball to go without that kind of early success. And I think fans are so used to seeing the Mariners eliminated by Memorial Day, but to enter the weekend in great shape. And it's really a dramatic turnabout to have a team pull together this early. And I think it's really a big deal so far.
So why does this seem like the real deal to you?
One of the things that's overlooked a little bit with the composition of this team is that they are actually Major League Baseball's oldest team as of the opening of the season. And that's typically a pejorative because, you know, pro sports is all about youth. And
right.
You get to be 30 and then, you know, it's time to move on. But in this case, I think it really pays off in veteran leadership. And there's been a couple of examples of what I think has been important. The Mariners' previous homestand, they got swept by the Los Angeles Angels. Three games, looked bad doing it. Then they went on the road. And on the road, they won five of the six games, including two of three from Baltimore, which at the time had the American League's best record. And then they swept a bad team, the Reds, in Cincinnati for a 5-1 road trip. So everybody's all excited about that. And then they come home and play the A's on Monday, and they flop 5-0.
Right.
They look terrible. And then they come back and have a walk-off homer in Game 2 by Leonis Martin, and then they clobber the A's in Wednesday's game, 13-3. So what that tells me is there's a lot of resilience on this team because none of the veteran guys get too excited over a win or too down over a loss. And over 162 games, that's a huge deal to be able to manage your emotions and not get caught up in what the fans think or the media thinks about a three-game losing streak or a bad-looking game. That's something that all baseball managers try to teach, but only the experience of a 162-game season provides the physical and emotional evidence to veteran players that you got to stay cool, you got to stay calm. And I think the leadership by Robinson Cano and Felix Hernandez and the other veterans is really paying dividends when guys aren't getting upset about what's going on.
You were talking about that walk-off home run that won the game against the A's on Tuesday, and he's the star of the moment, Leonis Martin. Talk a little bit about the season he's been having.
Well, he's been the surprising catalyst for what's going on because just recently they moved him from the bottom of the lineup to the top.
Right.
And he's been a marvel because not only is he producing runs at bat, he's saving runs in center field. He's got great range, got a great throwing arm, and he seems to get the ball to the right person at the right time. The most remarkable thing about his offense is that he's already hit 9 home runs, which is a career high.
Right.
And we're not even at Memorial Day.
Right.
So that has been an unexpected bonus. The apprehension Mariner fans are going to feel here is what happened Wednesday when he apparently strained a hamstring running the bases. We don't know how serious it is quite yet, but I'm sure he's going to have a few days off. The problem they have is they don't really have a great center field replacement choice. They're going to have to patch. But given the depth of this team and given the maturity we've seen, I don't think it's going to be a huge problem.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.